Every Monday, our business report focuses on technology. Over the years, personal computers have become easier to operate, but many gains for the average consumer are being undone by computer viruses and other programs that sneak into your computer through the Internet. That requires more security programs, which become more difficult for you to use. The problem has become so bad that Walter Mossberg, the personal technology writer for the Wall Street Journal and regular guest here, says that the personal computer industry is on the verge of a crisis.
You really have to spend a lot of your time, money, and energy caring for the computer instead of the computer actually doing stuff for you.
Now let's talk about some of the basic culprits here.
Well, viruses have been around a long time. In the first 6 months of 2004, it's estimated 5,000 new viruses appeared for Windows. On top of viruses, we have spam and email, and the big one, spyware, which is in some ways a bigger problem than viruses.
This is a program that sneaks into your computer and monitors what you're doing, sends information back to someone somewhere?
Right. It's mostly the work of sleazy business people who have no product or service really that anyone would buy. So what they do is try to sell information about what you do on your computer.
Well, what do I do? You've got a couple of laptop
computers. Well, the problem is what you'd have to do is buy a bunch of add-on programs, install it, keep it updated, pay for updates in some cases. You become an IT department instead of being someone who's getting productivity or entertainment or something else out of the computer.
Well, let's look at some of the things that people
have. Yeah, I have an IBM laptop here.
You've got this little bar in the corner that many computers have showing the programs that are available.
Right, it's called the system tray.
And you've got like 20 of them on there.
Right.
One thing.
Not all of them are security, but four or five of them are. The first one is this yellow circle. It's a program called Spy Sweeper. It monitors this computer against spyware. It does nothing against viruses. It does nothing to stop hackers getting into the computer. It does nothing about spam. This one is Norton Antivirus. It does nothing about spyware, it does nothing about spam, and it does nothing about hacker intrusions. It just stops viruses. Steve, it's as if you were putting a burglar alarm in your house and you had to have an entirely separate system for the windows, an entirely separate one for the door, an entirely separate one for the basement, and when you went into your house, you had four, like, alarm panels.
Or maybe even a separate alarm for tall burglars and one for short.
Absolutely.
You've brought along two laptops here.
Right. This one is a Macintosh PowerBook made by Apple. Now, there has never been any spyware reported on here.
Is that because Macintosh has better security systems or people just don't try as hard because it's not as big a target?
Both reasons. The Mac, of course, has only a 3-4% share of the market. But secondly, the Macintosh operating system, unlike Windows, has been written with security in mind. Every time you try to install any software on a Mac, you are asked to type your name and the password you use to get onto the computer.
As a virus arrives on the Internet, the computer itself will ask for the password.
Exactly. And you'll say, well, I'm not installing any software. Why do I want to give permission for this? What's going on here? Windows doesn't do that.
You have said this amounts to a crisis. Mm-hmm. Do people in the industry understand it as one?
I think they do. One of the biggest Windows computer makers told me they are now getting 30,000 calls a week to their support lines just about spyware. But I believe people who are beleaguered by acquiring the software, monitoring it, worrying about viruses, sometimes having to wipe out their data, are much less willing to buy new software, to try new websites, to, you know, the whole spirit of exploration that keeps the PC industry growing, I think, is at stake unless this gets solved. We need the companies that control the Windows platform, Microsoft, Dell, HP, Intel, to step up and do something about it, and they haven't.
Walter Mossberg, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
And Walter writes about personal technology for the Wall Street Journal.